Blackstone Publishing presents Continental Divide, a novel by Alex Myers. This book is read by Scott Turner Schofield. Chapter 1. The bus slowed down and I caught sight of the off-ramp sign, Cody, 2 miles. My yellow pad was propped on my lap and I clicked my pen, thinking of what else I could add to my pathetic to-do list. So far, all I had was find a job, settle down for a year, prove to the world, myself, that I can live as a guy. I'm a sucker for lists. Sometimes I cheat to make myself feel better and generate lists like get up, eat breakfast, brush teeth. That way I can have the satisfaction of crossing items off. But today, given that I was up, that I'd eaten a granola bar recently, and that I wasn't about to brush my teeth on the bus, there was little low-hanging fruit to add to my list, short of breathe, panic, feel miserable, realize you put yourself in this situation. And though all of those thoughts were done, none of them were helpful. I shoved the yellow pad away just as the bus pulled into the station. I let the others get off first, hanging back to help an old lady with her bag, hoping for some karmic repayment. Of course, hoping for such repayment probably undermines any karma coming my way, but whatever. And then trudged over to the racks of tourist brochures, looking for a map. A horde of pamphlet-eating locusts must have descended recently. Only a few Smokey Bear fire danger placards remained. Beyond the station's windows, yellow-tan cliffs rose up in the mid-distance, and dry scrubland stretched from the perimeter of the parking lot all the way to the cliff's base. I blinked, hoping the landscape would resolve itself into something familiar. Pine trees? A pond? Maybe a boulder or two? But it just stood there, mute and waiting. And I remembered that this had been the idea— to get off the overcrowded, everything's been discovered already, East Coast and head out west, where real people lived. I tucked my button-down shirt and gave my chest a surreptitious glance to make sure my tits weren't apparent. Time to do what I'd done in all the other towns in Wyoming, walk down Main Street and see if there were any jobs. I hadn't even been on the road for a week, but my eyes felt gritty, my mouth dry, my spine a Gordian knot. Damn bus seats. Damn sleepless nights, damn near-empty wallet. I shouldered my backpack and headed toward the bus station's glass doors. Before I made it through, a hand landed on my shoulder.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?